بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ميراث الأنبياء ويب سايت is pleased to present the recording of a lesson in English titled تربية lessons from the month of Ramadan delivered by أستاذ عباس أبو يحيى حفظه الله تعالى during the blessed month of Ramadan in the year 1445 after Hijrah. We ask Allah to make it a source of benefit for all.
ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. We welcome the dear brothers and sisters to part two of the last lesson from this book, Durus al-Tarbawiyya, min Shahr al-Ramadan, the lessons of Islamic development from the month of Ramadan. And the chapter was chapter 7, which we began, and we'll continue with part two of that, which was generosity, being generous, charitable, and aiding the needy. Being generous, charitable, and aiding the needy. So we began this chapter talking about our Sheikh Muhammad Ghalib began talking about how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very generous with goodness and more than a blowing wind, it'd be faster than that, and how he would hasten to do good deeds, very hasty in those things which will bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we ended with the point where the Shaykh mentioned, so we have a good exemplary in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as our Lord Allah azza wa jal mentions, لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رُسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, that indeed in the Messenger of Allah you have a good example to follow, in Surah Ahzab, Ayah 21. So the Shaykh mentions, indeed what gathers all these matters, is al-ubadiyya for Allah. All these matters, which the matters of being generous, fasting in Ramadan, and following the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wassalam, all these matters are combined. What combines these and gathers these is al-ubudiyya for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and following the Messenger correctly. Ubudiyya is servitude of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And when a slave of Allah accepts what Allah has ordered him and prescribed for him to do, and he submits that wholeheartedly, then he carries out the servitude of worship for Allah, al-ubudiyya, being a slave purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh says, and following the Messenger correctly, because that is the only way that we can worship our Lord, our Creator. The Shaykh says, this matter obligates that Allah loves the slave. The matter meaning following the Messenger. The Shaykh says, because the issue is not that you love Allah and claim to love Allah, because that's an easy claim. Anybody can say that I love Allah. Yes, I have great love for Allah. I love the Prophet. He says, because the issue is not that you love Allah and claim to love Allah. In fact, the issue is, and all issues are you loved by Allah? Are you loved by Allah Azza wa Jal? And the path to way to love Allah is by following the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. That is the correct way. That is the only way. The only way that you can be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by following the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Shaykh said that, and quotes the ayah, that Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, say, you need the command to the Prophet to say to the people, say to mankind, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you really truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. And he followed Tawheed, follow the Quran, follow the Sunnah. So if you truly love Allah, then you have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you, if you don't follow the Prophet, you don't truly love Allah. That's how it works. That equation is, if you truly love Allah, then you would follow the Prophet. If you don't follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his aqidah, in his worship, in his manners, those things which he commanded, those things which he prohibited, those things which he recommended, if you don't follow the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you do not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how much you claim. No matter how much you claim. Because we find many people, they stay upon bid'ah of Sufiyyah and bid'ah of Ash'ariyya and all the different sects and groups and parties. They stay upon that and then they say, we just have to love one another. We just have to love Allah. No, it's not like that. Rather, you have to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why he was sent. He was sent as an example for us to follow in our fasting in this month of Ramadan and our praying in this month of Ramadan. And he was the example of rushing and reading the Quran with Jibreel alayhi salam. So Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, that if you really truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمَ اللَّهِ, follow me and Allah will love you. Look at the condition. Condition is, if you follow the Prophet, and what will happen, what's the result, the reward? Allah will love you. Now imagine, if Allah loves you, you're going to have the best life in this dunya. The best life. If Allah loves you, you're going to have the most protection because Allah loves you. Allah's going to give you everything that you want because Allah loves you. But you have to follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. So the result is Allah will love you. Yuhbibkumullah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And on top of that, Allah will forgive you your sins. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. Wallahu ghafoorun raheem. And Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. Now Shaykh continues, he says, the people of knowledge say, this ayah is the ayah of testing. It's a test. This ayah is to test people. If a people claim the love of Allah, then test them with the following of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. That if they did follow the Prophet, then they truly loved Allah. But if they didn't follow the Prophet, then they haven't loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah, Ibn Kathir rahimullah, mentions that the ayah is a ruling upon everyone who claims the love of Allah. Like the Shaykh mentioned, this is the people of knowledge. So one who claims the love of Allah, while he is not upon the way of the Prophet, that he is a liar in his claim. He's a liar. If he says he loves Allah and he's not upon the way of the Prophet, in the way he worships Allah, so in the way he prays, in the way he eats, in the way he drinks, in the way he does his dhikr on his fingertips, instead of using tasbih beads or these digital counters nowadays. Is he upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his fasting, that he hastens to break the fast? Soon as he knows that the adhan is going, he breaks the fast. He doesn't delay and wait and say, I just want to be sure. I'm not sure. I'm just going to wait. The Prophet ﷺ said, hasten, hurry, rush to break your fast and delay the suhoor. So if a person is not upon that, then he cannot claim that he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Rafi, the Shia, they're the ones that are totally against following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they're upon the methodology of the Jews. So they wait, the Rafi, the Shia, they wait until the stars appear in the sky to break their fast. They don't break their fast until they come out and they see and look and see the stars in the sky. So they delay the breaking of the fast, just like the Jews, because that's what the way they fast as well. And this is in contradiction, opposing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what they do, and they know about this as well. So he is Ibn Kathir said that he's a liar in his claim unless he follows the legislation of Muhammad and the prophetic religion in all his sayings and actions. Ibn Kathir continues, he says, as established in the Sahih in Bukhari on the authority of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he said, whoever does an action which we have not commanded, then it will be rejected. And he innovates into the religion. He says, well, I feel like doing something, worshipping Allah in this way, which Allah didn't legislate, then it will be rejected. Allah won't accept it. So he has to follow the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. When people bring the argument, they say, we're only doing things which brings us closer to Allah. It's not something bad. I'm doing this action of reading the Quran to pass a blessing onto the dead of somebody else, not your parents. That is permissible. Reading the Quran to that, because your parents will benefit, your deceased parents will benefit from every good action you do. But to pass the blessing onto a dead person, another person, someone you don't even know or anything like that, or distant relative, then this is not acceptable, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam didn't do it, the companions didn't do it. This is not from the way of the Salaf. This has nothing to do with the religion of Islam. Rather, it's from the other religions. So the Hindus do this. And the Sikhs do this. Especially the Hindus. So, we don't do these type of actions. This is a bidah, an innovation, to pass the blessing on to the deceased. So whoever does an action which we have not commanded, or recommended, or even done, then it will not be. It will be rejected. Ibn Kathir continues, he says, this is why Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you really truly love Allah, then follow me. Which means you achieve more than what you request due to your love for Him, which is Him loving you. Then follow me, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. You will achieve more than just following Him. You will achieve that Allah loves you, which is greater than the former. Also, as some of the scholars have, and wise people said, the issue is not whether you love Him, yani Allah, rather the issue is whether you are loved. And this is a very strong evidence in having to follow the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Qadi Ayyad has mentioned. He says, so one who is truthful in his love for the Prophet is the one who makes his signs outwardly manifest, the first of which is taking the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, as an example, implementing his sunnah, following his actions, his sayings and actions, fulfilling his commands, keeping away from what he prohibited, and to follow his character in ease and hardship and in times of strength and weakness. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was the perfect example for us to follow. And we have to do that if we want to be truthful. Then our Shaykh Muhammad Ghalib goes on. He says, فَالْإِتِّبَاءَ مِنْ أَعْذَمَ مَرَاتِبَ الْأُبُودِيَّةِ لِلَّهِ جَلَّ وَعُلَىٰ. Therefore, اِتِّبَاءَ, meaning following the Messenger, is from the greatest levels of al-ubudiyya for Allah, servitude of worship. Al-ittiba, following the Prophet, is from the greatest levels. You want to serve Allah, you want to have that servitude, that acknowledgement of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And there is no other way. How can anybody come along and say there is another way? For example, when the Sufis dance around in a circle in the masjid, or when they sit there swaying and shaking their heads like headbangers, this is haram. This is bidah. This is innovation. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam did not do this. And these people do this as a form of worship. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. This is shaitan playing with their minds, playing with them. Or even to the point of when you're reading Quran to rock backwards and forward or side to side. This is from the way of the Jews. This is how they worship at the Wailing Wall. Or this is how they worship in their synagogues. And you can see it clearly. They rock backwards and forwards. Islam is the only religion that does not have dancing as a form of worship in their religion, or coming closer to Allah, or any form of sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't dance and rock and shake and these type of things. This is way of the kuffar. This is way of the disbelievers. So the Muslim has to be strong upon the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Our Shaykh says, Shaykh Muhammad, he says, in this month there are different types of al-ubudiyya for Allah, servitude of worship. From them is what we have mentioned, which in reality, if the slave follows it, then he is leading towards Allah Azza wa Jal on the path of Allah's pleasure and success, achievement. So the slave benefits from this great level. This is the whole thing about development, Islamic development. We have to force our souls, we have to push ourselves and become stubborn in loving and following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, being stubborn in finding out, let me find out the authentic hadith of the Prophet and let me learn and follow them. The Shaykh says, there are many lessons to be learned from the level of fasting. He benefits from completely being obedient to his Lord, because he's sacrificing. He's sacrificing his food and drink and his pleasures for his Lord. So he's being obedient to his Lord and following his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is something which is not specific to this month. The Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of all the months, the Shaykh says. The Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of all the months. And worship is obligatory upon the slave in Ramadan and outside Ramadan. Shaykh continues, he says, Ittiba, following the messenger, is obligatory in every matter from the matters of the deen. Al-Ittiba wajibun. في كل أمر من أمور الدنيا من أمور الدين أفوان. It is obligatory in every matter from the matters of the deen. لا يقتصر على جانب دون آخر. It is not limited to one part and not to another part of the religion. ولا باب دون غيره. And not one section and not from the other sections of the religion. We know this because of the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim as a very famous hadith for those who love the sunnah, from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who said a group of three people came to the houses of the Prophet's wives asking about the Prophet's worship. When they were informed about it, they regarded their own as insignificant when they were told about the Prophet's worship. They said, their one doesn't match up to anything compared to the Prophet. It was insignificant. And they said, where are we compared to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Indeed, Allah has forgiven him his past and future sins. This is specific to the Prophet. This is specific. But these people, they felt insignificant. Rather than sticking and following what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam said, they found themselves insignificant. They had started making up excuses. One of them said, then as for me, then I will pray all night. If you want to compete with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, rather than submitting and saying, yes, let me try to emulate him, let me try to copy him, let me try to fulfill the sunnah, he said, I will pray all night, opposing the messenger. Okay. The another one said, I will fast continuously and not open my fast. Obviously, they found out about the fast of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but they didn't check what was the sunnah that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to do, like fasting on Mondays and Thursdays and fasting 3 days in the month. Rather, they looked at the fast and he said, I will not open my fast. And the last one, he said, I will keep away from women and never marry. So he thought that having a relationship with a woman, being married in a marital relationship, and having a partner is something which is not religious. Yeah, like the Christian monks do and the priests. They keep away from women, they don't marry. Okay, this is their way. So he said, I will keep away from women and never marry. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he said, أَنْتُمَ الَّذِينَ قُلْتُمْ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Are you those who said such and such? He said, Amma wallahi inni la akshakum lillah wa atqakum lahu. He said, I said, are you those who said such and such things? And I swear by Allah that indeed I am the most fearful of Allah among you, and the one who has the most taqwa of Him. Okay, so now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is laying out his foundation that he is the most fearful and he has the most taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And can he not? He was the chosen one. He was the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Lakinni asumu wa aftir. So here the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is giving them the response. He's refuting them. He's saying, however, I fast and open my fast. Yani I fast sometimes and I don't fast sometimes. I open my fast. I don't fast continuously. Even though the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to do a fast which was a continuous fast for days and days and days, that he would not break his fast. But this was specific, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam actually mentioned. He said, this is for me because Allah gives me food and drink. In a way that we don't know. But we have been ordered to follow him. And not in that you fast all the time, but follow his commands. So he said, however, I fast and open my fast. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to tell us to hasten our fast, to break our fast. And the ummah will be upon good if they continue to do that. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَأُصَلِّي وَأَرْقُدْ, that I pray and I sleep. So for a person to be righteous, it's not that he stays awake the whole night, praying the whole night. Rather, it is pray and sleep. Or sleep and get up and pray in the last third of the night when Allah descends to the lowest heaven and says, who is asking from me so I can give him? Who is asking or requesting something from me and I can grant him that? So I pray and I sleep. وَأَتَزَوَّجَ النِّسَاءَ, and I marry women. This is from the sunnah, the example and the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who have the ability that they should marry. Then he said a very famous statement, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to make sure that people follow his sunnah. He said, فَمَنْ رَغَبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. So whoever does not desire my sunnah, then he is not of me. Subhanallah. Look at that strong statement, that threat from the Prophet ﷺ, that if a person rejects his sunnah, then he is not from the Prophet people, he is not from those who will be with the Prophet ﷺ. The Shaykh goes on to mention, وَأَحَقُّ النَّاسِ بِذَلِكْ هُمْ أَحْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. The people who have the most right in following the Messenger are the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who follow what came from their Prophet ﷺ, without giving precedence to their stagnant intellects, nor with their evil opinions. Allah tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. O you who believe, do not set yourself, give yourselves precedence. Do not give yourselves precedence above Allah and His Messenger. يعني, that you don't take that what you desire and your opinions above the opinion and the order and the command and of the rulings of what Allah and His Messenger have said. Nor, the Shaykh goes, nor with the evil opinions. The people of Sunnah are in contrast to the people of desires and bidah. They're in contrast, they're completely opposite. We accept what the Messenger of Allah said. He said, those people of desires and bid'ah, ahlul ahwa wal hawa wal ahlul ahwa wal bid'ah, who take from the sharia what suits their desires, whatever befits them, whatever is okay for them, they accept it. And as for what opposes their opinions, they either hide it or change it or interpolate it, they twist it. Okay, so they hide it. This is their way, and it's been proven so many times that they don't want to follow the truth. The people of Sunnah wal Jama'ah, al Salafiyah, al Hadith, we try to follow the example of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can, in totality, in our aqidah, in our ibadah, in our suluk, in our mannerisms. The Shaykh said, the most delighted of the people with the sunan and hadith are those who take the true revelation, are those who take the true revelations with the understanding of the ummah, of the salaf of this ummah. They take the kitab and the sunnah ala fahma salaf ummah. So they obey their Lord and follow their Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And they follow the path of the companions and the believers after them. Very clear wording. They obey their Lord and follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And they follow the path of the companions and the believers after them. Whoever follows their path is successful, the Shaykh said. And whoever opposes them, then he's destroyed. Our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمَنْ يُشَاكِكَ الرَّسُولِ. And whoever contradicts and opposes the messenger, وَمَنْ يُشَاكِكَ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى. After the right path has been clearly shown to him, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he follows a path other than the path of the believers, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. Then we shall keep him in the path he has chosen. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. And we'll keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hellfire. وَسَاعَتْ مَسِيرًا. And what an evil destination. So this is a very clear ayah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about following the path of the companions, following the path of the salaf of this ummah, the first three generations, خَيْرَ النَّاسِ الْقَرْنِ, the best generation, my generation, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونُهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونُهُمْ, then those who came after them, then those who came after them. So the Shaykh ends with saying, it is appropriate for the slave in this month to rectify himself and set himself aright upon the truth and to implement the matter of al-ubudiyyah for Allah. This is the month that we can take advantage and check ourselves and retrain ourselves and rectify ourselves and calibrate ourselves so we can develop our Islam, become Islamically develop ourselves. And then to implement, the Shaykh said, to implement the matter of al-ubudiyyah for Allah in his statements, his actions, and to pay attention to the matter of the intention, and to set it aright upon what Allah Azza wa Jal ordered it with. With that, we come to the end of this lesson. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. May Allah give us the tawfiq, the capability to be generous in this month, and to give charity and aid the needy in this month of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. May Allah reward our Shaykh, Hafidhullah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله على نبينا محمد.